time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero folks, and Andrew Kurowski and Meredith Wecker from Benson Place in Heath. Full disclosure, I know you in real life, not just in radio life, and my family comes not only to scoop blueberries, the low bush blueberries that you have, but for other, you know, family reasons, including birthday parties in the wintertime where you get stuck on the hill trying to get up to Benson Place. But the weather is, there's a long story that goes behind that, but we won't get into that right now. It involves getting shuttled by four-wheel drive vehicles and hooking a toboggan up to the top of a car with Andrew's dad, which was all fun. But
there are rumors, Monty, that your family buys upwards of over 100 pounds of blueberries.
I don't think it was 100, was it? It was. Last year we bought 100. This year, what was like over 50?
Yeah.
Where are they going, Monty?
We have a giant chest freezer. I was just saying as you walked in here, I had some of your blueberries this morning because we make a smoothie every morning. And when we can have like local and fresh, or I guess fresh frozen stuff in our smoothie, we try to do that. And so it gets us through the dark times of the year, like right now. You still have blueberries there.
We still have blueberries.
They're not growing in the field anymore, though.
No.
We've got them stored at Summit Ice in Greenfield.
Is that really true?
That's right. Yeah.
And right now we're working on getting them packaged and labeled. Soon they'll be available at the River Valley Market around the New Year's.
If you weren't thinking ahead like the Belmontis and decided to get 75 to 100 pounds of blueberries in July, you can get smaller amounts now.
Smaller amounts. You can also get them in bulk from us.
So what's different about your blueberries are that they're wild.
Wild blueberries means that nobody planted them, but then wild blueberries are heavily managed. So in that sense, they're not wild. Through burning and other practices, we keep the fields open and favor the blueberries.
You were doing something a couple years back with bees at Benson Place too, right?
We're still
What's
doing that,
that project all about?
We're trying to encourage the diversity and abundance of native bees on the farm. So we like to look at the wild blueberry barren as it's a native habitat. And while we're managing it for human use, we're also managing it for wildlife and for the bees. Instead of, you know, kind of trying to eliminate excess plants with herbicide, we're encouraging a healthy balance, which provides food for those bees throughout the whole entire year. So in addition to what's naturally growing there, we've planted other native plants like pussy willow to help broaden the spectrum of food for the native bees.
And what's the background on the Benson Place as a farm?
Well, the hill that it's on is named Burnt Hill, and it was named that by the early settlers. So we imagine that people for a very, very long time, hundreds, if not thousands of years, have been managing the hillside with fire, which favors the blueberries.
And you're doing that still?
That's what we still do.
Uh-huh.
Yep, every spring.
Can we come?
Yeah, that sounds awesome.
We would love it. Especially if you want to help. Yeah, it is a quite a sight to see the fields burning.
How do you do it? How do you make sure that it doesn't go in, you know, huge conflagration and take your house and the house next door down?
With a lot of caution.
We back burn around the edges, so we create a perimeter.
Call it black lining.
And then that acts as a natural breaker?
Right.
A few of the owners back in the 70s and 80s were apparently kind of more cowboys, you know, so they didn't backburn. And the previous owner, Dave, who we're very good friends with, he learned how to burn. And he tells us this funny story of learning how to burn from these previous owners. And, you know, he said, well, is there anything I need to know? And they said, do you have property insurance?
Know that you have home insurance.
We are much more cautious.
And on that note, we want to express a lot of gratitude to the legacy that Dave built when he bought the farm in right around the turn of the millennium. The previous farmers were pretty much selling out of state. But in the 10 years that Dave ran the farm, he built a very loyal customer base that you know, still comes to our farm every year.
And now, like, even Hampshire College buys like a ridiculous like tonnage of blueberries, right?
Yeah, they came this year. They picked 600 pounds, 700 pounds.
That's right.
And that's just awesome.
We love that.
We love working with groups like that.
And they came to pick them themselves.
Well, they picked them. That's right.
Yeah, so you didn't have that to pick it. Right, very nice.
Tons of fun and just a neat mutually beneficial arrangement.
I think that's where CESA comes in too, is the interest in local food, local arborism. We feel as farmers, it's so much more satisfying to know the people we're selling our food to. And when we're out there working in the freezing cold rain, we're, you know, we know the people that we're growing these blueberries for. And that's just makes the local food movement so valuable to us and so rich.
So here we are midwinter. We can get frozen blueberries. You're hoping in the new year people can get some at River Valley Market. But one thing that gets us through the winter is thinking about something that's amazing that can happen in the summer. So can you just give us a little image of what it's like to pick blueberries at the end of July at your farm?
Our farm, it's on the top of a hill, so it has quite expansive views. Beautiful place, and we have rakes. And with the rakes, an average person can pick about 20 pounds in less than a half an hour. But that all goes into a big old box, a wooden box that we bring back to our sorting facility. And there, everything that got raked up goes through our sorting machine.
But it's cool because you're like helping the people who pick before you sort. And sometimes people are singing.
That's right.
Really,
there's a lot
a
of song.
And experience.
Yep, it's a cool scene.
It's a very fun. We try to really facilitate a very like fun, jovial vibe in the barn.
And then everybody goes home before the bears come out, because that's true, right? The bears come and then like
the bears come at night.
Yeah, that's so
well. The
cool.
bears have their own fields that we manage.
Seems only fair.
And they have their own sort of daily rhythm.
That's why they burn the fields down at the end to keep the bears at bay. Andrew Karowski and Meredith Wecker from Benson Place in Heath. I know it's the dead of winter, but you can get fresh frozen blueberries either by picking 75 to 100 pounds in July or raid Summit Ice or wait till they're at River Valley Market.
Visit our website for information on how to get some in bulk. And our website will say where we're going to be selling them in the weeks to come.
You can find out more at buylocalfood.org.